It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up in Wisconsin Life, we'll learn all about animal hibernation here in Wisconsin, humans and others. First, Governor Walker announced a new set of proposals today aimed at making college more affordable for former, current, and future students. Speaking in Pewaukee and La Crosse, the governor pitched the plan as a way to build on the UW system tuition freeze over the last 4 years, which he said saved students thousands of dollars. The governor outlined 6 proposals aimed at making higher education more affordable, reducing student loan debt, and making the cost of school more transparent. The plans come at a time when graduates of Wisconsin universities face nearly $29,000 in debt on average. Here's what Governor Walker had to say about the proposals earlier this afternoon.
As a father, 2 sons in college, I can appreciate what families and students go through in this state. And for us, it's all about making sure that everyone who wants a job can find a job, and part of it's having access to higher education.
Joining us now with the details on the governor's proposal is WPR reporter Chuck Quirnbach. He was at the first press conference today. Chuck, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, one of the proposals aims to eliminate a cap on tax deductions for student loan interest. So talk that out for us. What did the governor and, I guess, some legislators have to say about that?
Well, the governor is following up on some proposals authored by Republican legislators. He's endorsing them, I guess. And on the state tax deduction, right now there's a limit of how much you can deduct on student loans for the year, $2,500. He wants to get rid of the cap so that people could fully deduct their student loan interest. And the governor's office says the average benefit per tax filer that would fit into this category would be about $165, mainly people making between $32,000 and $70,000 a year. The governor's office says this would help 32,000 single and married filers in the state.
And you mentioned an important point here. This is all legislation that lawmakers would tackle, and they'd have to do it pretty fast because they're hoping to be out of here by February, right?
Well, that's the word, yes. They've got several proposals in line here, and the governor is sort of trotting some of them out in advance of his State of the State speech. He wanted to get the message out on education today, I guess.
Now, there's also ideas out there in this legislation and what the governor is promoting today to help current students and future students pay for college, some involving grants for technical college students. What does that legislation look like?
Well, it would increase an existing program that's needs-based, pump about $1 million more in, or over 2 years, that is, benefiting about 1,000 students at the technical colleges.
And there's a proposal also to create grants for students in emergency financial need who, I guess, have a financial hardship while they're in school, might not be able to complete?
Right. Again, UW students, but I think, and also to the technical college, 130,000 to the UW system college students, 320,000 to the technical college students, emergency grants to help a student finish his or her degree if they've got some sort of unfortunate situation. Again, if you add the number of all the students in the state, this is not a lot per student, but hopefully there's not a lot of emergencies out there.
Right. I mean, the amounts of money we're talking about held up against the overall UW system budget, the technical college budget, these are not huge amounts of money, it sounds like.
Well, I asked him a little bit about that, and he was calculating $6 million, maybe. I mean, there would be lost revenue, of course, if this tax deduction is increased or the cap is reduced. Another million to here. He didn't quite tabulate it, but somewhere $6, $7, $8 million. He says it's all paid for because the state has an estimated surplus, $136 million. He's not going to use all of that, of course, but he's talking about using a relatively small portion of it, says these proposals are funded.
Talking to WPR reporter Chuck Quirnbach about proposed legislation promoted today by the governor related to college affordability, higher education affordability. Internships, another part of this, looking at brain drain, I think, here in the state. What happens there with what lawmakers are proposing?
2 positions, one at the Department of Workforce Development, as well as some additional funding for the UW system to work with employers and institutions to grow relationships to help students gain job skills.
And then finally, one that wouldn't reduce costs directly at all, or probably cost much, but an effort to help families and students make more informed decisions. What's in there about transparency of higher education costs?
Yeah, requiring all state institutions of higher ed to provide financial literacy to their students within the first semester of the instruction, requiring all institutions to offering an associate degree or higher to annually mail cost, loan, and other financial information to the students. Getting the word out, I guess, whether people would look at it is another question, but at least make it sure they're aware of what's out there.
Scott Ross from One Wisconsin Now, was in the vicinity today. He responded to the governor's proposals. Here's a clip from that statement.
So the governor talked about, peanuts in terms of a additional deduction, but nothing about what would make the biggest impact, and that is the ability to refinance your student loans just like you can a mortgage.
And this is something that state Democrats have proposed, allowing students or former students to refinance their student loan debt. That is not something that appears to be on the table with Republicans, Chuck.
No, the governor says that Connecticut, which is starting this up, the interest rates might actually be higher than what the federal loan program is. Ross denies this. He says the Connecticut program is just getting underway. Ross calls it a student loan crisis out there, that there's a million people with student debt. There's $19 billion in student debt in the state, and that the state should be doing more, including an authority to help refinance student debt. I don't think the banks would like some of that, or the other loan programs would like if people suddenly started taking more advantage of refinancing, but maybe.
So a number of pieces of legislation here, a clock ticking here. Is there a timetable for when we're going to see these things make progress in the legislature?
Well, certainly possible. I think compared to some of the more controversial things before the legislature right now, I don't know how high a priority this is, but Governor Walker suggests that Democrats would vote for some of these things because they would be steps towards helping students. Again, the debate is whether they'd be much of a help.
All right, we'll leave it there. Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's WPR reporter Chuck Quirnbach giving us the latest details on Governor Walker's plan to make college more affordable and some of the early response to the proposals he offered.